this is not going to look like a teacher mic'd up with a camera following around. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is that those students that are home can access the Google Suite, and that is either Google Classroom, which is an array of tools, many of them asynchronous, sort of offline tools, or Google Meet, where they can actually interact with not just the teacher, but fellow class members. So picture this, it's just an example, and there are many different variations to this, but at the beginning of a period, a teacher could turn around their laptop camera, point it at them. There could be a brief introduction to a lesson or instructions on a group activity or individual activities that both the people in the in-class setting are receiving, as well as those that are viewing from online. And then, depending on how the teacher has things laid out, that could then become group work or individual work in the classroom, and likewise group work or individual work at home. Those individuals at home would operate independently, and again, or online in their own subgroup. Teacher could rotate around the classroom, visit the groups, see where they're going, and then maybe later on check in with the online group. The possibility also exists for students to collaborate on a document within Google with one child sitting in the classroom and another student at home in their bedroom, collaboratively working on a presentation or a project or a document. There is no intent to try to replicate exactly what the current online learning environment looks like or the classroom. It has to be a blended approach. And there's no expectation that the teacher has to now suddenly become teaching two different topics or issues all in the same classroom. It's a very blended approach. As I say, we're going to take some professional resources, post them, have teachers go through it. It's not unfamiliar to a lot of current teachers right now what we're doing.
This is yet another pivot. What advice can you give directly to teachers who have students who are struggling? Maybe some of them are right on the edge, you know, they know that there it could go either way, pass or fail. And with regard to, you know, the subjective grading process. So some have chosen not to look directly at a mark as opposed to knowing that the student is trying, doing their best, but just aren't adjusting to everything that comes with COVID.
So I think teachers are very sensitive to the needs of students. I think they've done a splendid job to this point, and I have every confidence that they'll continue to do that. Teachers are in this profession because they really value student and student learning. Relationships are so important at this time. We don't want to emphasize the hard assessment activities. There is value in other forms of assessment and other ways that students can demonstrate their learning, and we've said that repeatedly. This COVID period, while it's a horrible blight on our society, it also has offered us the opportunity to try on some of these new ways of assessing that are very authentic. Think about the validity of a time-constrained, one-hour paper and pencil test, and then compare that with the ability for a student to go home and or in school develop a project that visualizes their learning and presenting that to the rest of the class. I'd argue that the second may have way more value than the first. So there are different ways of learning and different ways of assessing, and it's been an opportunity to try some of those things on, and it's been good for our system and good for students. And when this is all over, we're going to retain some of those things going forward. So I don't want to paint too stark a picture. Obviously, there are concerns. But our teachers have learned, our students have learned, and our system has learned. And teachers are not alone in this either. When it comes to students, and we realize some of the students have become disengaged, we have specialist teachers called Positive Action for Student Success teachers peppered throughout our system that will reach out. We have guidance counselors. It's our intent to do our level best to refocus those students and get, if they've fallen off a little bit, to get them back on track. And any parent who wants to flag a particular issue or any student that wants to self-identify, We're there to help.